Hey, good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Hey, there was a story in the news recently about a 5-acre heritage apple orchard in Duluth. Can you tell us a little about what that is and what UMD has plans for that orchard?
We are working on renovating a 5-acre heritage apple orchard on the old UMD farm. And basically, that is an orchard, an apple orchard, a trial apple orchard that was part of the so-called Northeast Experimental Station, which was an important sort of piece of infrastructure for local foods in this entire region from when it opened in 1912 until it closed in 1976. And it was a 240-acre farm that was, you know, it was basically helping farmers and people know what food, farm, gardening, agriculture was about in this region. And there were four orchards at different points on that farm that grew all kinds of fruit. And this is a 5-acre orchard that's essentially been abandoned for 40 years. And we're in the second year of a 3-year renovation process.
So is there more than just apples growing in that orchard? Or?
At this point, no.
Okay.
It's mostly only apples that are growing in this particular orchard.
And was there a lot of different varieties of apples?
Yes. Yeah, huge number of different varieties because it was a trial orchard in which basically different varieties were experimented with to try find that magical variety that everybody would love and it would grow
yeah.
well and so
right.
forth and so on.
So what are heritage apples and what's their importance for us in our area?
Well, heritage apples are a term that refers to those varieties of apples that were co-evolved, right, between humans and nature over a period of time in which, before kind of the industrial process was applied to apples, and we narrowed the numbers of fruit varieties that we utilize. We use in all the apples that we eat in the United States, we use only a tiny portion of the varieties that existed, 60, 80, 100 years ago.
Is that just like for longevity and market and that kind of stuff?
Or? Yeah, we choose the industrial system chooses its products to fit its needs, which are long-distance transportation and looks.
Mm, oh, yeah, sure.
And some of the varieties lent themselves very well to that, while other varieties of whatever they are, fruits or vegetables or animals, didn't. And so within the apple realm, there are a few, varieties that are highly used. The Red Delicious, right?
Because right, yeah.
They look like an apple, and they can be picked a long time in advance, and they still sort of retain the appearances. But all across the country and really the world, there's this movement to reclaim the so-called heritage varieties that that evolved in particular regions and particular apple cultures, pomo cultures, which, were important fruits for given niches. And oftentimes these fruits have greater flavor, and have other particular traits that are highly desirable, but they may not lend themselves to transportation or long-term storage, or all sorts of other possible things that make them a little trickier within our mass industrial system to cultivate.
So are there some specific varieties of these heritage apples that, you are working with?
Well, what we are doing is basically going through this orchard, and, it's a long process because it's a multi-year process because the weeds grew up around these apple orchards, and sometimes the weeds are 30, 40 feet high.
Wow.
Pine and spruce.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just this past weekend, we had the orchard, sort of cleared of all of those weed trees. And then it takes a 3-year process to kind of prune back a third every year of a wild sort of, or an apple tree that's gone wild, as it were, so as not to send it into shock.
Oh,
and
sure.
So, you know, at the end of next year, we'll begin to see the expression of apples that emerge out of this new apple, these new apple trees, which are not occluded from the sun or other nutrients by weed trees, and are pruned back to a place where they can actually focus their energy on producing apples. And then at that point, we'll begin to understand what those trees are really about. But until then, we can't really tell what trees we have there.
So is there opportunities for the students at UMD or the community to get involved helping to do all this stuff?
Yeah, we are. This is part of a larger project called the Sustainable Agriculture Project at UMD. And you can look that up, search that online. But basically what we're doing is creating a space for students and faculty and staff and community to engage in small-scale sustainable agriculture activities. And so we have a 10-acre site on the old Northeast Experimental Station, which is now the UMD Farm. And there we're planting a 1-acre vegetable garden this year, for example. It's taken a couple years but to get this into process. But basically, we've created an agreement with the dining services where faculty will be sort of overseeing a large group of students who will be growing this for the dining services. And the dining services, in turn, will be using this process to learn how to take in minimally processed foods into their system, a skill they've lost given the industrial food system, which, you know, provides them with various, you know, foodstuffs that are highly processed. And the dining services is using this process as a step towards procuring local food from farmers in the region. So it's a multi-step learning process where we're trying to help people, you know, re-embrace what it means to produce a greater percentage of the food that we consume locally, both individually and institutionally. And students are getting firsthand experiential knowledge about how to grow vegetables, how to care for apples, and we hope over the next years to expand that to other fruit products and other things as well.
So does UMD, their your egg plot or egg department, are they developing varieties of vegetables or fruits that actually thrive in our northern climate?
Well, at this point at the Duluth site, no. Okay. We are just kind of beginning after, a 40-some year period. That there is that process that happens in the St. Paul campus, which is the main egg campus for the state of Minnesota. And it ran the Northeast Experimental Station when it was opened from 1912 to 1976 as well. Okay. But much of this kind of work that you're talking about, finding varieties that thrive well in our region, that kind of work is no longer done by public institutions because so much of our food system has been privatized that, you know, that domain has been really taken over by the private sector, the corporations, the large seed companies of the world, the large fertilizer companies of the world.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, that's part of the reason that all around the country and really all around the world, people are re-embracing local and regional food systems as steps towards greater food security, greater abilities to understand what it takes to grow good food and to serve good food. And, you know, we're doing our part up here in helping the University of Minnesota and its community of students, staff, faculty, as well as the broader community, understand what it takes to increase the percentage of local food and fruit production.
Well, it's really interesting. I'd love to see that site sometime. We've been talking with Randall Hansen of Geography Department at UMD about heritage apples and the Duluth's effort to win a community fruit orchard. Now, if you want to cast your vote to help Duluth's chances, you can go to communitiestakeroot.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And it's a contest, national contest, and the top five vote getters win a free orchard, and you know, we're in fourth or fifth place depending upon which day, and it goes to the end of May, and so we really need the help of the broader region and community to help us get over that. You know, so it can be a little tricky when you first jump onto communitiestakeroot.org. You have to register before you vote, so you know, sort of one extra hoop that you have to jump through there. But we're holding our own with places like Chicago and California, and we hope to, you know, at the end of May here, find out we've won this, and it can become a piece of the restoration of our heritage orchard here, which you know, we hope to be a small piece of restoring the kind of apple culture that used to thrive here from the turn of the 1900s through the mid-1950s, where we had a very strong fruit culture in our region where we exported all around the Midwest.
Well, it's really a neat event or a neat thing that's happening, and we'll try to make some votes come your way. Communitiestakeroot.org. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for joining us, Randall.
Sure.
And you have a good luck, and don't eat too many apples.
No, thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.